We are continuing our conversation about some projects that are happening here locally that are designed to bring a positive transformation to our community. In studio with me right now is Kevin Call from the Idaho Falls Rotary Club, PJ Holm from the Idaho Falls Parks and Rec, and Lisa Burtonshaw. She is with the Idaho Falls City Council and also a member of the Rotary Club. And all three of you have been on a committee working with Heritage. So before the break, we were talking a lot about this big project that's going to be happening next Tuesday. So Lisa, I'd love to throw it to you and let people know the specifics on where to come if they'd like to get involved and be part of this project.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come June 25th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock down at Heritage Park. We have sod to lay. We have ice cream cones, dipped ice cream cones that will serve. We'll have some water available. So bring your family, bring youth groups. Anyone and everyone are welcome to come down there and help get this project wrapped up that night. We're excited. We think we can get it all done in those 2 hours.
And what a wonderful example of our community coming together and working towards a positive transformation, something that's going to benefit everybody here in the community. We also talked a little bit about the fact that there's been some upgrades and things happening down at the Greenbelt with this river walk, and that's pretty exciting stuff as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We think that this is the cream of the crop for Idaho Falls. When folks come through and on their way to Yellowstone or when family members come in, we always see people, we hear from community all the time that this is where people like to go. They like to walk around the river. They like to see the beautiful falls, and this just gives another opportunity for a new location.
I'm going to throw in one quick story, if you don't mind.
I would love it.
I was down walking for exercise this past weekend, and I saw three families coming through on their bikes, and they stopped at the river, and they had fishing poles, and the river is running hot right now.
Yes, it is.
And they were kind of trying to keep their kids off of the banks, and I told them about Heritage Park and about Rider Park and how family friendly those two parks are for the exact activity they were trying to do. They got on their bikes and they finished the extra distance down there. I just feel like it adds accessibility for families to the river in a way that we've never seen before in
right.
this community. So super excited. You don't have to be from out of town to be able to come and appreciate something that we haven't really seen even, you know, growing up here. It's excellent, excellent access to fishing in Idaho Falls.
And a perfect spot for some family memories, family photos, all of that. And Kevin, I want to throw it to you because the Rotary Club does such a great job in raising funds that allow all of this good stuff to happen. And you have a big fundraiser coming up. It's one of my all-time favorites, the Duck Race. So give us some details on that.
Just, it's kind of fun to know the history. 34 years ago, Mayor Tom Campbell worked with some of the members of Rotary to try and come up with a way to develop the green belt around the river. And so it started as a small project, and every year they needed to raise money to improve that area. And so they started the Duck Race. The Duck Race is dumping rubber ducks in the river, and they float down and race to the bottom of the falls where they're pulled out. Then we have really incredible prizes like new cars, new four-wheelers, side-by-sides. This year is a new grill. There's golf passes from the city. It just goes on and on of really nice prizes that are awarded for those ducks that take up to the first 20 slots to win. We really all win, Jolynn, because we have the green belt to walk around. It's gorgeous.
Right.
And so we're all winners, but it's extra fun. This year, on Friday night, the 9th of August, we start with a cruise. And that's fun. There's 150 cars, and we all cruise together through town. We start over by the event center and end up this year at Stone's Kia. They're donating a brand new Kia Sportage.
Wow.
And so that night, Sam's Club does a really nice big free dinner for everyone. We have a big band that will be performing that night with 25 instruments. I think PJ's playing in that, and the saxophone, if I remember right. And then we have prizes for those from the furthest away, and all these classic and wonderful cars, even exotic cars, show up and kind of show off a little bit that night. Then the next day, we have events all day, starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 10th. Leading up, we have a car show, we have boat races. There's just all this fun stuff going on. And then at 4 o'clock, we dump 25,000 rubber ducks out of a dumpster that have all been labeled by Development Workshop with a special number. We dump them in the river and they float down. And the first 150 or so we capture down at the bottom of the falls and then try and stop the rest from moving on to Shelley and Blackfoot. And it's just such a neat event. And the community comes out, and that's what makes it, is because everyone in the community gets involved. And it's fun, really fun.
And it's such a sight to see all of those ducks going into the river. It's an event I look forward to. And of course, you know, the classic car show is right up my alley. So what a great fundraiser and a way to bring our community together. And we certainly need more of that. And PJ, also War Bonnet Roundup. That's
yes,
a big one.
Absolutely. I was going to say that no matter how old the cars they are in the car show, something a little bit older that we celebrate at the end of the summer as well. And that's the War Bonnet Roundup. It's Idaho's oldest rodeo. This will be the 112th year this year. Happening from, we have a kickoff event on Wednesday, July 31st, and then August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is our PRCA event. We'll have nearly 500 contestants, both cowgirls and cowboys, coming, riding in the event or participating in the rodeo. And we've got some great specialty acts. We've got some amazing talent coming. And we always have some of the best in the world that are going to be here, not only riding the cows and riding the bulls and riding the horses, but also the stock that we bring is top of the line. We work with stock contractor Corco Rodeo. They've been around since the inception of the NFR and have had stock in every single NFR since the inception in the 1950s. They have wonderful stock, which means it typically brings great cowboys, great cowgirls out to participate. And so we would absolutely love for the community to come out. Warbonnetroundup.org. You can get tickets, and we actually have reserve seating this year. We would encourage folks to get on and check those out.
All right. PJ,
I think Lisa is singing the national anthem.
I am not singing the national anthem.
So it's going to be good. She and the mayor together.
It's a duet. The mayor and I are not singing the national anthem. If you know Kevin, you know what a jokester he is. And that would be a very funny, funny joke.
Lisa, that would bring a lot of folks out.
No.
We'd all be
funny.
There.
You know, it just made me think, though, as we're getting ready to do this, come out, lay the sod down at Heritage Park, and then you'll have a nice place to sit for the Malaluka Freedom Celebration.
Right.
Something else that's really big and wonderful for our community. I love the 4th of July. Super grateful for Malaluka for all they do to bring that forward at this time of year. And so, yeah, basically you're reserving your own lawn, right? Come out and lay some grass down and have a place to sit for that wonderful event that we still have coming up in between.
What a great point.
Now and the duck race and the rodeo. So we've
right.
got one other big, fabulous river celebration.
Exactly. And with everything going on in the country, I think this 4th of July has even some more significance for all of us. It's really a time to celebrate our freedoms, and we are sure fortunate to live in this wonderful community. So Kevin Call, PJ Holm, and Lisa Burtonshaw, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thanks, Jalyn.
Thanks, Jalyn, for giving us a chance.